Checking to make sure, any new injuries or anything, or just guys resting?
No, just rested some guys and, had a pretty big group growth still.
With the back-to-back, you just wanted, a few guys off their feet and just get them skating because you don't have a morning skate?
Yeah. We won't have a skate for the next 2 days, yeah. So just play two games and kind of gave the guys that felt if they stayed off, they'd feel better, give them that opportunity to just get an off-ice workout.
What did you think last night of, Thompson getting a goal? He hasn't scored in four or five games, and, that's,
Yeah, for sure. He's had there's opportunities every game. Yeah. He missed a couple good ones the game before. There were a couple great power play opportunities that haven't gone in for him. But we need, I thought that line actually, as the game went on, got a lot better. I thought it was a heck of a play by Tuck on the wall and then a great skate by Krebs to make sure it was a 2-on-1. And then Tomer, that shot can go in any time. It was good to see it go through.
And what about the first one by Austin? The way he played the angle off the backboard, that was...
Yeah, it was...
not an easy-looking play.
No, but, just another point we made this morning, but you get pucks to the net, even if you miss the net short side, you've got an opportunity. And we talked about we got to deliver more pucks. We passed up some really good opportunities, which, led to some... small shot totals. I thought the third period we really played a good period with the lead.
He felt it helped, too, that it wasn't a defenseman back. It was a forward back, and so he was up against a forward and not a defenseman, and just winning that at the end battle there.
Yeah, for sure. I think that makes a difference. I think understanding who was back there makes a difference, too.
I'm sure that doesn't surprise you with him, the way he plays.
No, not at all. The effort, again, has always been really good.
A few days ago, you talked about the work Galley and Jake have done to keep the scratches engaged and in shape. But with a guy like Connor Timmins, how do you get him back up to game speed when you don't want to tinker with the lineup right now?
Well, it's in the hands of really our coaches and our strength crew. There's always this preparation meets opportunity. You're going to get a chance to play. And if you're ready to play, you get yourself in the lineup and a little bit of a competition on, who's in now. And if you're playing well, you're going to stay in. It's still, the lineup for the next day is still about just winning a hockey game, one game at a time here. And, Timmer's been on the trip with us. He's got in some practices. He's got in some good workouts. I'm pretty sure by tomorrow or even Anaheim, he'll be itching to play.
It's interesting that you guys, there have been games recently where you haven't got the full 60 minutes, but you're not losing games either. Look at the game against San Jose. It was 0-0, and you weren't happy with what was going on there. But at the end of the day, it was still 0-0, and you guys had a chance to get right back in it.
Yeah, I think there's, in our league, there's always a period that a team, and not necessarily, I'm talking about league-wide, that you don't like the way you play, mm-hmm. That the other team will get momentum. And I think it's the answer, and we've always had a pretty good answer to a period of play that we haven't liked or haven't played quick enough or haven't managed the puck well enough. And I felt that first period came down to mainly managing the puck. We were going east-west instead of going north, and I think once we started going north in the second period, our speed caught them. And we created, three or four really good opportunities.
Why have you... Do you think this group has gotten better at it? Because it used to be you probably couldn't have afforded that. You probably would have lost games if you didn't play this maybe the same game that we're talking about. But now you stay in it and you find a way to win the game.
Yeah, I think the adjustments we talk about in between periods, our players are pretty good at grabbing hold of, understanding that the period we just played we didn't like. Sometimes we get outworked. Doesn't happen very often, but we talk about getting outworked. And I thought San Jose's puck battles were, in the first period, were as good as any team in the league. We had to match and exceed that in the second and third, and I thought we did.
You guys have won 32 out of 40. It's the most wins in 40 games for any team in this league in 30 years. But how have you been able to drive these guys one game after the next to get to this point, and just not let them, think about that big picture?
Well, I think I really believe in the group as a whole. First of all, I think the way we're playing, the way we need to play, just staying with it and not trying to change too much and understanding that you know, we can go back to, you can have a bad period. You don't need to change a lot of things. We just have to emphasize the things that will make us a better team for the next period. Moving on to the next game has been a big deal. Not getting too excited about the wins and saying, you know, let's go get one more game. Irregardless of, you know, who the star of that previous game was, we knew that the guys are dressing that night. We need everybody.
Do the Kings still want to be a team that make it a low-chance game?
You know, I've watched the previous, the Flyer game. The Flyers had some pretty big opportunities in the third period to win the game. In the last 7-8 minutes, I think they got Panarin now, who's, you know, can create some high-end offense. So, you know, you got to be aware of that. I think there's a little bit more give for the trying to create some offense and be a team that can score. But at the same time, defend well.
We've seen all these teams saluting Kopitar after their last meeting. Just how much respect does that guy have throughout this whole league for what he's done?
Incredible player for, you know, all the years he's played on both sides of the puck. You know, you want to talk defensively, you want to talk offensively. You want to talk a guy that's tough in the face-off circle when he's taking face-offs. I don't know him personally, but he just looks like a heck of a leader. A guy that does the right thing every time he puts his equipment on and goes out to play.
Thanks, Lindy.